ship.
Okay.
Patrolling the wrong room neutral zone.
Okay.
That's what I want to do.
Am I actually flying the spaceship again?
It's up to Donald. Donald in command.
What?
Everybody else is sick. And, Chris is the only reliable crew in there.
Oh my gosh. I guess you're flying the ship then.
I point out for the pilot.
You could put him on, somebody else, and well, just sort of rely on the default.
Oh, okay.
Cleave to fly the ship, sort of.
Should not be a medical leg depending on the ship.
Okay.
Do you have a skill?
Let's see.
That's appropriate for the bridge.
No, I have basic shipboard systems.
Okay, then I'll put you on the sensors. Just in case we need to roll anything, that would probably be the most useful thing to have people.
Okay, so.
But you can command everything from the captain's chair, right?
I can take over any system. Standard patrol is pretty sleepy. When the communications officer says there's an emergency, stress.
Where?
Signal coming. It's from the USS Himuris.
Okay.
Which is another starship.
Okay.
It's the same class as yours, so
okay.
A cruiser. And it is from somewhere inside the neutral zone. So the stress signal is something about they were lured into a trap and they're fleeing from free Romulan warriors.
Okay. As we learned last week, the stress calls are a legitimate reason to go into the neutral zone, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, why he wasn't there?
Sure.
Yeah.
Call ahead, let them know we're on our way.
Okay.
Plot and intercept course, maximum speed.
Okay.
Check Starfleet records to see if that particular ship is actually in this area.
All right. So you're actually going to go across the neutral zone?
Well, I'm going to start heading that way.
Alright, so you start heading there.
But I want to look up and make sure that ship's actually around.
Alright.
I want to call it in that we're responding to a distress signal, so there seems to be some sort of policy with announcing yourself before you go to the neutral zone.
Okay. So, you...
Okay. I want to make sure that that ship's actually supposed
right.
to be
you start heading from the border, you turn on the ship. The ship is also assigned to the sector.
Okay.
It's not supposed to... I mean, it's not. It doesn't have any missions to go across.
Sure. But at least it's supposed to be around
right.
there.
Right, but it is supposed to be in the sector.
Who... I got any information on the
Captain Elliot Fannin.
Okay.
Commander. He is a Starfleet veteran.
Okay.
Relatively reliable.
All right. And we'll see if we can hail them.
Okay. Someone needs some information. There's a lot of jamming.
Okay.
So you're barely getting anything. Do you want to say something? I'll get some of it.
Can I redirect the spare point of power to the communications? Get
okay.
One.
Alright, so yeah, so you store the extra power, clear up the communications a bit.
Okay.
It's really staticky, but you're getting something.
Alright. just want to get their position so that we can plot an intercept correspondence
okay.
that we're coming.
I'd like to find out what's jamming us.
And
all right, makes sense. We'll
find out what their situation is.
Let's not discuss
it in more detail.
All right. It's probably natural.
I rolled a 2.
Yeah, it's probably. You think it's natural?
I don't say anything. It's like a memora.
Meanwhile, they give you their position. They are a few light years out.
Okay.
Take your fire from the Roman warbird.
Okay.
So it'll probably take them.
Why are they? How were you trapped? What was the deal?
They say they were responding to a distress signal from one of the Federation traders. We're not supposed to go across the border, but
okay.
Still, they were Federation citizen, in trouble.
Okay.
So they went to investigate and they got jumped by the Robin Warbird.
Okay. I assume since we're being fired on, or they're being fired on, it's okay to fire back.
Yeah, probably. It's up to you. I mean, you can always go in and try to bluff your way through, or bluff your shit.
Okay. I will relay the distress signal to the nearest
starbase.
Uh-huh. See if there are any other ships in the area that can help out. And then let's see if we can hail the Romulans and let them know people are coming and try to scare them off.
Okay.
Can we pick them up on our long-range scanners or something?
Scanner boy.
Chris? See if you can pick up the Federation ship and the pursuers on the long-range scanners.
Seven.
Yeah.
After quickly finding the on method.
There's a little blip, and then
three little blips facing it.
Three blips facing it.
All right. Are they in some sort of pattern or formation or?
No, it's just kind of they're just chasing it.
All right.
So
I'll pick one of the Romulan ships, and are they still in the neutral zone?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see if we can hail one of the Romulan ships.
Okay. Make communication. Alright. You try to hail them, but they don't seem to be answering.
Okay.
Starfleet says they're sending a couple of small ships.
Okay.
No, but they're not going to be there for a while.
Sure.
Okay. What kind of shape is our friendly in? Is it like leaking air, warp core about to explode?
No.
Is it pretty okay?
It's doing okay. Well, its shields are down to about 20. But other than that, it's pretty fine.
Okay.
So the shields collapse.
I start the shield count at the traditional Star Trek shield count.
20%, 50%.
Oops.
Okay. And we'll just head off as fast as we can.
Okay.
I'll put the ship on yellow alert.
Okay. Alright, so you approach the neutral zone, and they're still approaching you on your side, on their side. Or if it's their neutral zone side.
How far away from getting out of the neutral zone are they?
That was pretty quick. Okay, there's still a couple light years out.
Like a matter of a minute or something?
Yeah, about 5 minutes.
Do we think if we just hang out at the border and wait for them, they'll be okay?
But Make sure for systems practical. You think there's about a 1/3 chance that they can make it through the board before their shield collapse.
Okay, screw that. Go ahead.
Did I put the ship on
You could have help from one of the Romulan.
Okay.
One of the Romulan, some kind of Romulan, you can't do it, so what the hell? Yeah, the uniform was a little slightly than normal. Do not cross the neutral zone. This, or you risk starting a war. This Federation ship obviously crossed on a spy mission.
It's like burying it.
Say, well. You're not supposed to be in the neutral zone either.
We only responded because we were there first.
Well, we're responding because you're there. So we're going to come help them.
This neutral zone is a great idea.
So if you don't leave them alone, there's going to be trouble.
So I've got a question.
We have more reinforcements coming. Break off your pursuit. We can all go home happy.
That broadside some break the neutral zone continually accurate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you don't send more than a couple ships.
Okay.
Fine. Okay. What's
the call?
Shoot job.
Translation.
Yeah. How's that?
Oratory.
I have that too.
Right now, what's the state of your ship? It's like yellow. Shields up, focus powered.
Yes and yes.
Okay.
Well, we haven't crossed the neutral zone yet. If we do, we'll go to red. And if they seem to indicate they're not going to stop, I can push that up to. I can use a charge point to make that a 9 if that's a break point.
Shield at 18.
Yeah.
Okay, let's make it a 9 then.
You threaten them. A bit.
17.5%.
And, that's the only way to stop. 2%? This Federation ship is obviously not worth the trouble. I suggest you would not send any more ships across the neutral zone.
No, of course not.
Well, I know how belligerent the Federation is. And then their ships, start slowing down.
Okay. We'll hang out here at the border, then wait for the other guys to cross.
Okay.
And then we'll give them medical and engineering assistance as required.
Okay, so they cross, but actually they're fine, since their shields are still up.
Okay.
They had a little bit of damage, but I think it'll take care of the problem. So Captain Fannin calls you for the, nice work, Lieutenant.
Thank you. Looking good. You're all okay?
Yes.
So what was there no merchant ship there when you got there? Or?
There was some of the debris, and we were investigating to see what destroyed the merchant ship, but that's when the wrong was signed, or so they claim. I tend to think that they were waiting for us. And, break this off, but
they do that.
Perhaps we'll be able to send a probe or something to check the passenger site.
Okay.
Until then,
your mission. If you want help, let us know. Otherwise, I guess we'll go back on patrol.
Yeah. We should be fine. Thanks for business.
No problem.
That was just a little.
Okay.
Now for the main attraction.
Now, been sure I'm there.
The crest. So, 2 days later, once again, the ship has been diverted to.
I'm going to ask him for the details on the distress call he got so that we can, you know, make a note of it. So if we get a distress call from the same ship or something stupid.
Okay. Alright, so he gives you those details. And, 2 days later, you're heading to a nearby system. There's still one of them.
Probably
not. So you're still on patrol. The captain calls you
to a ready room.
Lieutenant Evensong. Captain Fannin said that you needed him greatly.
To help.
Of course, but whereas others of my junior officers would have charged in firing, you kept an open mind and use your wits to get yourself out of this trouble.
And to think that's a better idea, usually.
Of course. The Federation. Have you heard of Mariposa?
Spanish for butterfly.
Everybody says that.
Other than that, no.
Mariposa is a world on the border that wants to join the Federation.
Okay.
But they are having some internal disputes. We sent a Federation diplomat there.
Ambassador.
Okay. Yeah, ambassador. But he has not been able to quiet the unrest. There are two basically sides of the fight.
Okay.
And they have to be
united
before they're into the Federation.
Sure.
So he has asked for assistance and. As we're close to Starship, I've decided to send a small team.
What kind of assistance? Negotiating assistance?
It's only negotiating assistance. It is a friendly world. So I've decided to send you and send Voltaire tomorrow.
Okay.
You decide to send all the teleports on the ship. Could you please mind rape all their ambassadors?
You have the disposal of one of the shuttles. And it is important that their disputes be settled amicably.
Okay.
Their planet has some strategic value. Along the border.
Okay, so when you say settled amicably, you mean settled in our favor? Or just settled?
Just settled would be good enough. As long as...
Alright, so as long as there's no civil war with the law.
Yeah, basically.
The main book. Looking for it.
So if they decide they don't want to join, that's okay.
Well,
yeah. It should be their decision.
Yeah, it should be their decision. If we help them, I'm sure they'll keep that in mind.
Well, it could be that just our presence there trying to make them decide could be a hindrance.
You copy. Ooh, that's why I'm sending you. You are a people person.
Officer I have.
Okay.
And sign Shatar needs the experience.
And she's so unlikely to shoot people.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
Despite my aggression, you know.
You know. That's not necessarily. You know what to use a phaser as long as. There is no other way. So she is the commander, the Federation Master's commander, Biff Argyle.
Okay. Biff Argyle?
Yeah.
I love the names you come up with.
I don't know. Well, it's all this familiar.
Yeah, I don't believe for a second he's going to know something that well.
But here's some information. That you can study on your way on the shuttle on your way over.
Okay.
So you can go ahead and look that over and draw your equipment and depart.
Okay. It says currently being incorporated. Does that mean? Yeah. That seems to imply that they've already decided to join and are in the process of doing so.
No, that's not on the side.
Okay.
Well, they want at least part of that.
New skills too annoyingly expensive. Language of Vulcan shouldn't be 5 points.
I would get it physically.
What?
If you really want.
I do. It's just that something I want to put off for a while.
Sure.
You know, general medicine, things like that. Mm-hmm.
Which one next is right here?
Eventually, you probably won't forget.
They're just you know, they just refuse to listen to any argument. I mean, you know, I follow the procedures, I follow the book, and still they refuse to be on top. Oh, engineer never prepared me for this.
You're an engineer?
Oh, I used to be an engineer.
How did you end up in the diplomatic
corps? Oh, I thought, you know, branch out, get some cross training, you know, eventually I want to be a convert, you know.
I see. Well, you know, the book doesn't always work in diplomacy.
But it's supposed to. I mean, you know, we've been doing diplomacy for hundreds of years. You know, it's got to be a science by now, geez.
Every culture is different. It's more of an art, I'm afraid.
Oh. Anyway, I'm glad you're here.
So what's going on?
So let me brief you a bit. The Mariposans, as you probably, if you read the standard reading right here, and had to clone themselves to continue.
Right.
Until the replicative fading,
right,
started to take effect. You know, people growing three arms or whatever.
Right.
In any event,
you probably shouldn't laugh about it to their face.
Oh, really? were brought here, as they're also from the same era.
Right.
And they were supposed to, have sex with the women and stuff, and
right, help replant the gene pool or whatever.
Replant the gene pool. They were all for it, you know. All happy and sharing, well, at least the men were. But, you know, after certain hang-ups when, you know, multiple people, the same woman, lots of jealousy, they started fighting and stuff. And, and also there's been some, some cultural mismatches that cause problems, because the brain glow are very low tech, you know, kind of like English drink a lot.
Drunk.
The Mariposan leader.
I noticed that woman in this Irish distinctive.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, the relating races in the Star Trek.
The Mariposans are led by Prime Minister Wilson Granger, who has been very, you know, very fly. He's worked very hard to try to get iron out the differences. But
so which group wants to join and which group doesn't?
The Mariposans.
Assuming the high tech.
Well, in general, they both want to join, but there seems to be a problem, because there's supposed to be a unified government, so that's okay. That's what they're having their hand on. You know, they have two different people, and they don't want to. And apparently, they don't want to give up power. You know, neither side wants to give up power to the other.
So why can't they set up some sort of, you know, joint democracy thing?
I try to tell them, page 44. But no, George Moxley, they said no, it's not enough. Then I pointed them to page 46, joint theocracies, and no, again, they didn't want to.
So what are the government systems of each individual?
It just said the planet was a democracy, but it didn't.
Yeah, it's to a certain degree, it's the Mariposans, theoretically elect the Prime Minister, but it's pretty much one of the Wilson clones, or Granger clones, forever. The Brunglodi are more willing to follow whoever drinks the most and talks the loudest. And for the last for years that has been a little overdone.
Okay.
And he'll eventually get it, you know, better. But you know, he always seems to be very drunk. You know, he doesn't matter.
Okay.
But then he died a month ago. Yeah, just up and died. Kind of weird.
From what?
A little bit. Yeah.
Did they do an autopsy?
Oh, they're not. Did not.
They don't believe that.
No, not in basis. So they just, you know, up and buried him. Underground, you know.
Okay.
I know people can ask him about it. But his daughter took over.
Okay.
Brenna. And, you know, she's also, you know, she's almost as thick-headed as her father. You know, just refuses to, to give up any so-called, you know, other, you know, rights, you know. Right. Think of it like that. You know, they priest the compromise, like it says on page 6. You know, hopefully, you know, you since you're both girls, you can talk some sense to her.
Okay.
Later on, we can play the "You're Having Voices, Great Voices" game with the new mom. He's walking in the presence of Black Dog again.
But
you know,
that's much perspective on it.
Okay.
You know, it's very proudly and stuff. You know, this life's just not for me apparently.
Okay, so can we meet with the respective leaders?
Sure. I can arrange something.
Probably separately.
And can you give me a data dump on the genetics problem that they're having?
Okay, sure.
Can they fix that? If you're breeding go or whatever.
So-so. There hasn't been enough, you know, breeding. There's been some, but there were a lot of fights, and they kind of stopped. You know, apparently the women, the Brazilian women, are, you know, upset.
Okay.
And, you know, the men actually are also upset. So they're crazy people. Yeah.
Okay.
But I can set up a meeting with either one tomorrow morning.
Sure.
Which one would you like to talk to first?
Let's talk to the Frank Lloyds first.
Okay. Sure.
They have a larger population.
Yeah. Well, they're about the same, actually.
Sure.
It's just a lot of work looking for us.
Okay.
I'll have my aide show you to your quarters. Johnson, come here. Show the ladies to the quarter. Good day to you.
All right.
Have a good day.
Okay. I analyzed your genetics information.
All right.
Can I add my logic?
Let's see. Well, sure.
Yes.
Can I add your logic? I think what, medical science, genetics, something
yes.
like that. Okay. Go ahead and roll.
Okay.
Nine. What do you want to know?
How real is this breakdown? What causes it? Is it something that we could easily solve with a D? You know, with a
well, replicated technology. Well, replicating people is the Federation doesn't do that anymore. Their equipment and the Federation will not supply. The kind of a technology to do that, to fix, you know, fix what they have. Their equipment is really old. So their replicative technologies always introduce a little bit of error.
number generation.
Well, actually, it's
so what you're saying is
it's a fairly significant error, actually.
We could easily fix this problem by applying Federation know-how, but because of illogical humans. So basically we're breaking our prime directive, kinda.
In what
way? They're a culture which the entire net interference thing, but we aren't aiding them in maintaining their unique cultural ways because
the Federation does not aid people just even to maintain their unique cultural ways. And their unique cultural ways means that they die out, and they die out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Oh, their son's going nowhere. Sucks to be them.
Yeah.
We could just put them in the holodeck. And, like, they'll never know.
Sure.